Yeah. Christ the Lord. Let's put our hands together and magnify him. Glorify Adonai. We worship the Lord. We magnify him with all of our hearts. Father, we thank you for blessing us to experience such a moment, such a time to gather together in your name to worship you. Adonai, we do not take it lightly. We bless our children right now in the name of Jesus, that you would cover them, that you would watch over them, that you would keep them. May they continue to grow. May your blessings be upon their life. Lead and guide them into all truth. May your compassion be poured out upon them. May your love be poured out upon them. Protect them, Lord, from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father, we pray that you would meet every need that they have. Bless their families, their parents, their caretakers. May the peace of God be upon them. We thank you, Father, for us being able to worship you together. We glorify you and we magnify your name. We thank you for the caretakers, for those who have responsibility for overseeing and ministering and caring for and loving on our youth. Thank you for Community Baptist Church. And we thank you for all of those members who are watching on Facebook Live and social media platforms. We bless them as well. May the peace of God be upon us as we worship you together in Christ's name. And everybody said amen. 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 Come on, give the Lord a great big round of applause. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. The psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I want to thank the Lord for this opportunity to come and speak his word. I want to thank God for your presence here today. I also want to acknowledge Christ Community Church, my wife, my mom, our deacon, deaconess, and their children, and also Michael and Barbara Watts, who are also here with us, and those who are watching over the social media platform. And we have not forgotten to gather together in the name of the Lord and worship him. All right. I want to thank God for my Aunt Janie Ann. Lord bless you, Auntie. We thank God for her service in the Lord. And I'll tell you, I am overwhelmed. I am excited for being here on this Sunday. You know, we do not take our cues from the world. We do not take our cues or follow the examples of the world. But we take and we receive our instructions from the Word of God. How to view others, how to see them, how to speak about them. Some of the behavior of those who are supposed to be leaders is preposterous. Absolutely heinous. How they talk about each other, how they try to speak negatively about each other, whether they are running for office or not. Some of the things that they say, we don't follow those examples. Some of the images of how people are portrayed in the media and also in certain television shows that may be our favorite show, we don't follow those either. We don't take our instructions from the world. Amen, somebody. Look, we don't follow their examples. We receive our instructions, our mannerisms, our behavior from God's word. Amen. Amen. Can we thank God for that? We receive it from the Lord. We receive it from the word of God. How we should act, how we should behave, It is critical. We have to understand who we are and who the Lord has called us to be. Is that right? And he has given unto us the power and the ability to reflect his goodness in the earth. And we thank the Lord for that as well. Can we just give God praise and glorify his name? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we're going to be coming to you this morning from this particular topic, is that we are sealed. We are sealed. Tell somebody, say, we are sealed. Amen. Tell them, come on, tell somebody else, we are sealed. I mean, because we have to be clear. It has to be very clear about who we represent and what we bring to the table and what we bring to our society. I mean, look, our society need us. We're needed. We are needed. We're needed absolutely to show the world how we should treat each other and love on each other. And we are sealed. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, we find these words. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 13. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And that Greek word is phrygizo, phrygizo. And what it means to be sealed, it means to stamp. I want to share with you. Now, I received a message from someone and they began to text. You know, we're living in a society where, you know, people, they send text messages. If they don't want to, you know, talk to you over the phone, they'll text you. And sometimes there are a lot of people who are more comfortable texting than they are talking over the phone. Well, I want to share with you a text that I received, because I had to immediately go into action. I had to take action. And so I want to share this. And so we're going to put this particular text that I received from an individual. And this text, I received it from my granddaughter, who happened to be 6 years of age. See, 6 years. So she sent me a text. She says, Pop-Pop. And I say, yes. She says, what was that show that I watched a long time ago? Now, she only six. And she said, what was that show that I watched a long time ago? Now, when she was from the time she was born till she was three, her and I, we were thick as thieves. I mean, that was it. We just hung out together and did what we did. And but then somewhere along the line, she found out that she was more like grandma than she was like Papa. You know, and so certain things began to happen. But she says now, what was that show that I watched a long time ago? What was it called? And then I thought she was talking about Super Y. I said, Super Y? Super Y calling readers? You know, and then she said, no, no, no. The movie kind of one. She says, the one where the monsters went in crystal balls. And then I said, I'm thinking. And then she says, okay, take your time. And so I said, was it Monsters, Inc.? She said, no, crystal balls. I said, okay. And I gave her a thumbs up. I said, okay, and I gave her a thumbs up. And this is her response. How did you get that smart? She said, how did you, Pop-Pop, how did you get that smart? And then she says, hello. And then I said, the Lord help me. I told her, I said, the Lord help me. We texted. She said, no, no, no. She said, it was a show for kids. And I could choose episodes. And so I said, okay, again. And then, so I guess she started sending all these emojis. Now, she know how to do things with this that my wife and I, we haven't caught up to it yet. She know how to FaceTime us, and then she know how to share her screen and do all this other kind of stuff. And so she sent this crying face, this emoji that's sweating, and then I said, I'm coming. And then she put the emojis where, you know, like with the cloud or like blowing or something, and then she sent the crying emojis. And then I said, I'm thinking, LOL. And then she sent emojis with the skull. And then she says, are you even listening? I mean, we texted each other. I mean, and so the text went on. And what happened, I went in her room, because she, you know, she has a room at our home, at our home. I went in her room. And now, she's talking about a long time ago. She was talking about, like, when she was 3 years old, and she's six now, and she remembered this CD. I went in her room, in her bag, pulled it out, took a picture of it, sent it to her. That was the one she was talking about. She knew what she was talking about. She remembered. It was important to her. So I went to the post office, and I took a picture of myself, you know, filling it out, writing the thing out. And I took a picture of me, myself, putting it in the box. I had put it on that scale. You know that scale on the post office? You put it on that scale, and then you get a stamp, you know, get a stamp out, and you stamp the envelope in it. And then you're hoping and believing that it's enough, that it's going to reach its destination. But, you know, and I took a picture of all of that, and it never got there. It came back because the stamp that I used wasn't enough. It wasn't sufficient. And so we see this Greek word, phrygizo, what it means is to stamp with a signet or private mark and to get us from point A to point B. What it can do, what this Greek word, what it can do is that we are stamped. And the stamp that we receive, it is designed to get us from point A to point B. The second thing about this is that not only is it a stamp or a seal, but it also, we are preserved. We are secure. And for preservation, for longevity. How many of you have ever had those preserves that was kept in a jar? You know, I had some aunts, my mom, and used to have those preserves in a jar. And those preserves would last for decades. Literally. Because they knew how to preserve them. They knew how to keep them. And you open them after all of those years, all of those time, they're still edible. You can still eat them. And they're still fresh. They don't lose the flavor. And so this is this particular word that we come to understand about that we are sealed. We are sealed because we are stamped. And we also are being preserved. We are secure and for preservation and for longevity. In other words, what we have and what we've been stamped with, it cannot fail. It cannot fail. We ought to just take a moment and bless the Lord at that point. It can't fail. Come on, give God praise that we are sealed. And so for an example of this, when we look at the Apostle Paul, for an example, he had went to the high priest to receive letters of authority, the authority that was going to give him permission to be able to lock all of those who were ministering the word of God, and they gave him authority to go and throw them in prison. But he had to go to the high priest to receive that letter of authority, even like, you know, a stamp, that letter of authority to go and do the things that he wanted to do. But what we come to understand is that in doing that, that authority that he received was not able to give him the peace that he needed. It was not able to transition him from this earthly kingdom to a heavenly kingdom. What he gained, the authority that he had gained from the high priest, was not able to transition him from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. But what we come to understand about the stamp and about the seal that we have been given by the Lord, it has been designed to transition us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his Son. I thank God that we have been sealed by the power of the Holy Ghost. And so he says here that ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. I thank God that I was sealed. I thank God that I have received my stamp. You know, the old folks, they used to say something like, I have my ticket. Y'all remember that? They said, I have my ticket. And I'm like, yo, what we need a ticket for? You know, where we going? You know. But he used to say, I have my ticket, and my ticket is stamped. They were talking about that they had their ticket, their journey. They knew where they were going. They knew where they were headed. They knew who they represented. And they were ready at any time to work the works of the Lord. There are several things that we come to understand. How do we get to this point to where we are reflecting the stamp that we have? We have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. How do we reflect what we have been sealed with? What is the process? Listen, we follow the example and we trust in the Lord. There are several steps that he gives us here in this particular passage. It says here in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. First point we want to do is this, cover is this. Hearing develops trust. Can we say that? Say hearing develops trust. Listen, we need to hear the word of God more than anything else. We need to hear God's word. Hearing develops trust. There's a process here. There is an order here that the Apostle Paul is writing about. And so point number one is hearing develops trust. And then point number two is this. The more you hear, the more you should trust. The more you hear, the more we should trust. Hearing develops trust. It develops trust. We need to trust the Lord. In every situation, we need to trust God. You see, don't allow the enemy to cut off your hearing. The scripture says that there are many voices in the world. And all of these voices wants to have influence over our life. They want to have influence over our children. They want to have influence over our home. They want to have influence on what we think about other people. They want to have influence about how we should treat and view other people. But we need to take our perspective and our influence from the Word of God. Somebody say, take it from the Word. Come on, take it from the Word. We have to know and understand what we're bringing to the table. And so hearing develops trust, point number one. Point number two is that the more you hear, the more you should trust. The more we hear. When we hear correctly, when we hear the Word of God correctly, our trust in Him increases. When we respond to God's word appropriately, our trust increases. Listen, we need to trust in the Lord. There's a lot of crazy things happening and taking place in the world today. This one is saying, trust in me. This one is thinking something crazy. This one is acting crazy. This one is speaking crazy. But we need to know we need to trust in the Lord. Woo! Who do we need to trust in? Who do we need to trust in? Listen, it is extremely important for us to understand that hearing develops trust. Ephesians 1:13 again, it says, in him you also trusted. In him you also trusted. See, there's some people who want us to trust in them. Can't do that. We have to trust in the Lord. There's some athletes at one time wanted to call themselves the truth. No, the word of God is true. Listen, it says, in him you also trusted. When did that happen? After you heard the word of truth. So after we hear, trust should happen. Trust should be developed. And then it says, here from the word of God, it says, in him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth. Do you realize in 1 Kings chapter 13, beginning at verse 1, there's a story where God was bringing judgment against Jeroboam. Jeroboam, God had promised to give him a certain portion of the kingdom, and the kingdom was split. And God gave it to Jeroboam. And Jeroboam was an evil, was a wicked king. He was fearful. His fear rose up in his heart. And listen, fear is not an excuse not to trust God. Fear is not an excuse not to follow the Lord's instructions. Sometimes we may be fearful or being intimidated by others. Being intimidated by others is not an excuse not to obey, trust the Lord, not to do the will of God. Everybody understand? Whether we're being threatened by others, whether we feel pressure to follow the crowd, that is not an excuse not to follow the Lord. Because look at what happened in this particular story in 1 Kings chapter 13. What happened is that God was bringing judgment on Jeroboam, and the Lord sent a man of God. Somebody say, a man of God. He sent a man of God to prophesy and minister to Jeroboam about what God was going to cause to happen in his life. But listen, after the man of God did the will of the Lord concerning Jeroboam, speaking the word of Jeroboam, there were two sons of an old prophet who witnessed the whole event. And after this man of God dealt with the king Jeroboam, he started going back home, and the Lord told him not to eat in that place, not to stay in that town, in that city, not to eat there. But an old prophet came out to him, and the old prophet said this to the man of God. After the man of God heard the specific instructions from the Lord, he knew what God told him to do. What did God tell him to do? Somebody say, don't eat. Don't eat. Don't stay in that city. Do what I told you to do. Come on, say it. Do what I told you to do. And leave. Now, an older prophet came to the man of God, and he told him, he said, listen, I too am a prophet like you. And I heard from an angel And the angel told me to tell you to come to my house. And the man of God listened to the lie that that older prophet told him. And he went home and ate with him. And then the Lord brought judgment against the man of God because he knew what the Lord had told him to do. Do you know what happened after that? What this story teaches is this, is that we're going to be held accountable for the lie we choose to believe. We're going to be held accountable. For whatever lie we choose to believe, we're going to be held accountable for that lie, for believing that lie. And Paul picks it up in Galatians chapter 1. He says, if an angel or anyone else come to you and speak any other message to you other than the gospel, he said, let them be accursed. He said, put that person away from you. Do not follow their advice. Do not follow their instructions. Because the process is this. What we see here, it says, in him you also trusted. Who do we trust in? Somebody say the Lord. Come on. Who do we trust in? Who do we trust in? Absolutely. He says, in him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth. After we heard the word of truth, understanding the process, understanding the ability to hear God's word and embrace God's word and receive God's word. We're hearing the word of truth. We're preaching the word of truth. We're teaching the word of truth. And when we are doing that, we are following the process that God has given us to help us understand that we have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. Our third point is this. We need to hear the gospel for our salvation. Our salvation, our deliverance. How many of us realize that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases? His mercies never what? Come to an end. They are new. How often? Amen. Every morning, every day, there's some stuff that we may need to be delivered from. Come on, somebody. Listen, to be delivered from the stuff, we need to be in a position to hear. Uh-huh. Anybody need to be delivered from some stuff? Anybody need to be healed from some stuff? Anybody need to be set free from some stuff? In order for that to happen, we must remain in a position to hear. Because our salvation depends on how well we can hear. Because within that things, those things that we're hearing is clear instructions from the Lord in what we are to do and how we are to behave. So the word tells us in point number three, we need to hear the gospel for our salvation. In order to be saved, in order to be delivered from stuff, we need to hear the gospel. Another story in the Bible that we come across is in Acts chapter 8. Now, we understand that this word that we are sealed is to stamp. It also means that we are being preserved as a result of what we hear, as a result of what we trust. When we're trusting God, we are preserved. Listen, what does it look like? What is our attitude like when we're expressing our trust in God? What does trust look like? What does it look like when we're trusting in the Lord? There's another story in the Bible that where this gentleman, he had the authority to travel from one place to another. However, he was looking for another seal. He was looking for another stamp that would give him the security that he needed, in other words, to know that he's connected with God. He knew that there was something else, that there was something more that God wanted to give, that God wants to pour out. There are us here, the reason why we gather together, because the Lord calls us to worship, but we absolutely understand that there is more. We absolutely feel that there is more to this thing. We absolutely feel that the Spirit of God drawing us to a certain place, that there are deeper depths, that there are higher heights in God that the Lord wants to lead us to. He wants to take us to that place of rest, that place of intimacy with him. And so there's a story where in Acts, where this man is come to Jerusalem to worship for this time of celebration, this Ethiopian eunuch who was a representative of Candace, the queen. He was one of her top servants, but yet he came to Jerusalem to worship. But let me tell you something. He was looking for a seal. He was looking for a stamp. Listen, he received approval to travel from Ethiopia to Jerusalem. He just couldn't pick up and go on his own. He just couldn't leave his responsibilities. He had to be approved. And so he got that approval to come to Jerusalem. But he was looking for another stamp. Listen, we may be approved. You know, some of us, we have these jobs that we go on. If we don't have the proper key to unlock the door, we can't get in. We have to be approved to be a part. We have to be approved to go into certain rooms. We have to have that stamp of approval to be able to be involved in certain meetings and get into certain movies or events that we want to go and partake of or be a witness to. We need that seal of approval. But this particular Ethiopian eunuch, he had a scroll, and he was reading from this scroll. But he didn't understand what he was reading. And then Philip, the angel of the Lord, told Philip to go join himself to that chariot. And so he ran alongside the chariot and he saw this Ethiopian eunuch reading. And he said, "Do you understand what you read?" And he says, "How can I unless some man teach me? How can I understand unless someone teach me?" And so then Philip got up and start instructing him in the word. He was reading Isaiah, that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement needful for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Understanding that that was truth. Understanding that once he embraced the truth that he was hearing, he believed it. And as a result of believing the truth, he said, "Look, what hinders me from being baptized?" Because he wanted that stamp that was not only going to be beneficial for him here on earth, but it was going to be beneficial and able to transition him from earth to glory. My God, I thank God I'm sealed. I thank God I'm stamped. Listen. And he says, "What hinders me from being baptized?" And he says to the Ethiopian eunuch, "If you believe." And the Ethiopian eunuch said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Woo! Yo! He believed! He believed! He believed! What does it look like when we believe? What does it look like when we express our trust in the Lord? And so let's look back at the text in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. It says, "In him you also trusted." When we trust in the Lord, we can stand against the trials and the tribulations of this life. When we trust in the Lord, we don't lose heart. When we trust in the Lord, we know that our confidence is in him. When we trust in the Lord, our reassurance is in him. When we trust in the Lord, we know that He is working it out on our behalf. Come on, somebody. When we trust in the Lord, we have to release the trust of God upon our society. Trust in the Lord. We have to know who we represent. Let me tell you something. I've had several conversations. I do roll call with the police officers at the police department of our particular, township. And so while I'm there speaking with the officers, I told them about my approach. Hey, listen, somebody say, it's not my approach, it's our approach. Everybody saying, people say, well, I'm not you. I'm not me either. I don't act like me. I don't think like me. If I act like me, I'm in trouble. If I think like me, I'm in trouble. If I act like me, I'm in trouble. You hear what I'm saying? And so I told the officers, I said, now, because it has to be clear who we represent. And so I was giving them an example of when I was going to get on a train. This happened when I was young. I was going to get on a train. Look, I don't care whether, people talk about racial profiling, but how about God's divine intervention? How about that? How about God? How about what happens when we interject God into the equation? That He came to seek and to save those who were lost, right? That's what He came to do. Let me ask you a question. Who is He going to use to do it? I can't only. Everybody say who? I only see a few lips moving. I'm not. Who is going to do it? He came to seek and to save those who were lost. And so listen. And, there was another situation that I was in. And the officer said to me, he said, unless you brought $3,700 with you, you wasted your time coming here. I said, I'm not wasting my time. I said, me meeting you is not a waste of my time because I understand who I am. I understand what I'm called to do. And what I'm called to do is no different than what you're called to do. Because we all have the same seal. We've been sealed. Everybody said, we've been sealed. But see, we don't take our message of how to act and how to behave in situations from the world. We take it from the Word of God. And so I said to the, one officer, and that thing is still open. It's not over yet. It's not over. It's still open because I'm just waiting for the Lord to set up the next meeting. Because I told him that same thing. I said, God's plan is greater than man's. God's plan is greater than man. Somebody say it. Say, God's plan, God's plan is greater than man. All right. And so I was telling my officers about the time I was going to get on the train, and I look like every other construction worker. I have my construction bag. I look like every other construction person that was leaving the city. But for some reason, they wanted to stop me. You know why? Somebody say, because it was the plan of God. You got it. Yeah, you got it. See? Somebody said, because of the purpose and the plan of God. That's why. And so they said, you mind if we search your bag? I said, no. Y'all know what was in my bag? Come on, tell me. Oh, yes, 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 yes. My Bible was in my bag. And so now listen who, now I was stopped by two officers, undercover officers, and I was never stopped, before, but I knew that it was the Lord working from jump. I knew it was the Lord working. You see, why? Because I'm sealed. From whatever it looks like, you have to know the Lord is working. You know why? Because what? Because you're sealed. You have to know God is working. I don't care what it looks like. You have to know God is working because you're what?
Sealed.
There's some old folks, you say, I've got my ticket. And it's stamped. Because I wanted y'all to help me with that. Somebody say, I've got my ticket. Come on, let's sing that. I've got my ticket. And it's stamped. Come on, y'all can help me out. Come on. Come on, we got to say, look, that was on my mind all day, all year. I was trying to, I didn't know how I was going to get there. Y'all gonna say it like the old folks. I've got my ticket, and it's stand. Go ahead. Yeah. And so while I was there, you know, And so there was, you know, one guy was searching my bag, and it just so happened. Now look, because God is a God. He has a great sense of humor. But we have to know that we don't take our instructions from the world. We take them from the Word of God. Everybody say, and it just so happened because there was one Jewish officer and one was Italian. The Italian guy was talking with me, was standing there speaking with me, while the Jewish guy was searching my bag. And I know my Bible, see how humorous God is? He had the Jewish guy go in the bag where the Bible is. God has a sense of humor. And so when he reached in and pulled out my Bible, and then he was going up, I said, oh, don't sit that on the ground. Because I understand that God is the one in control. You know, I said, hey, don't sit that on the ground. So he had to hold it and search the rest of my bag. And the other officer that was speaking with me, so after they finished, they searched it, whatever they do, and then they thought they was going to walk away. I said, hold up. We're not done. You just don't search me and then find nothing and then walk away. No, come on back over here. What are we talking? Let's go. Come on back over here. Well, now, what's going on? Let's talk about the Lord. Let's talk about the Lord. Let's talk about Jesus. But see, and guess what? One of the officers, guess where I sent him? He shifted to. He was getting ready to leave New York officers, and he went somewhere to be on the police force. Guess who I sent him to?
Yep.
Philly. He went to Philly. He came to Philly. But before he left, I got him a book called Healing the Masculine Soul. And we developed a relationship. And it's about developing relationships. It's about developing relationship. Whatever may kick off the start of that relationship is in the hands of the Lord. But it's important for us to understand who we are and know what we bring to society. This is what we bring. What we bring to society. And so, just go over these points and then we'll be done. All right. It says, Ephesians 1:13, in him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. It is the gospel of your salvation. It brings salvation to us. It brings healing. It brings deliverance to us. It is the word of truth that we need to hear. See, don't respond to lies. A scripture says this, that the man of God must not quarrel. Must not. The man of God must not be quarrelsome. Like the preserves. We don't lose our flavor. We still remain fresh because we've been sealed by the Holy Spirit. There isn't a situation that can make us sour and remain in that sour attitude? None. Why? Because we've been sealed and we're no longer representing ourselves, but we're representing Him. We're representing Him. And so, in closing, I'm done. I'm great. I'm closing out. In Him you also trusted. Look at the process. In Him you also trusted. What does trusting in God looks like? When it comes to you, say, hey, I trust in the Lord. Show me. Show me. What does it look like when we trust in the Lord? It says, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, because I believe this, it affects me. Because I believe, my perspective is different. No matter how much trouble may arise, no matter how many things look like they're coming after me, do we understand that the scriptural principle is that whatever the devil means for evil, God will turn that thing around for our good? That's the truth. Or do we continue to believe the lie that things won't turn around? Do we continue to believe the lie and the threats of the enemy? No, we believe God. Whatever He meant for evil, God will turn that thing around for our good. And so it says, having believed, ye were sealed. We're sealed. We're locked in. We're locked in. And being locked in, we remain out. We remain fresh. You know, I remember I was working on this job, you know, and I did this in my youth when I was a kid. But I was, look, man, granddaddy was crazy. Man, granddaddy was a wild Christian, man. Grandpa. So we had a great example. I'm working on the job. Guy standing around, you know, it was like one of them summer jobs. Working on the job. So, you know, we don't talk like everybody else. Every once in a while, if you slip up, don't worry, just get back up on the horse. Get back up. And so I have this hammer. And I'm hitting something. And there's another guy watching me. And I missed. I missed what I was hitting. It hit my toe. And the other guy who was standing there watching me, he said, "You a Christian?" I said, "Yes." "Why?" He said, "Because when you hit your toe with that hammer, you didn't curse." He said, "I knew you were something." Because we're different. We don't take our cues from the world. We take them from the Word of God. And the Word of God tells us we are sealed. We're locked in. We have the fragrance of heaven. We have the Spirit of God living on the inside of us. We have the Holy Spirit that is keeping us. Listen, you are kept. God is watching over you. God is loving on you. One more time, reading the scripture, then we're going to pray it out. And we're going to stand in God's presence. Ephesians 1:13. Look at the process. Look at the process. In Him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You were sealed with it. I was sealed with it. Let us stand in God's presence. The door of the church is open. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Father, we thank you. We worship you. We honor you. We glorify your name. You have sealed us by the Holy Spirit. So we have your divine protection. We have the proper stamp placed upon us, upon our lives, to preserve us, to secure us. Father, we thank you that we are locked into this thing. We are locked into you. By the power of God, by the Holy Spirit, we are locked in. And we thank you, Father, for watching over us. If there is one who desired to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, right where you're at, I would just like for you to just raise your hand. Raise your hand if you do not know the Lord, and those who may be on our social media platform and they do not know the Lord, they haven't received Jesus Christ. We want to give them that opportunity. We want to give them that opportunity. We're going to pray, and we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. Because we believe, we are sealed. We are sealed. We are locked in to the plan and the purpose of God. Let us pray together. Repeat this after me, and you that are out there on social media. Heavenly Father, we come to you asking you to forgive us for our sins. We believe your word. We believe your promises. That your word is true. We believe that Jesus Christ gave his life for us on the cross of Calvary. And we also believe that by his stripes we are healed. We believe that he died, that he suffered for us. But we also believe that he rose victoriously on the third day. And because of his death, because of his burial, because of his resurrection, you have given unto us an opportunity to live a brand new life. And so from this day forward, I choose to believe you. I choose to be sealed by the power of your Holy Spirit. And from this day forward, I will live for you and I will serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Can we bless the Lord and let us celebrate his goodness? Amen. You know, the Bible also states that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a righteous man, of a righteous woman, they are ordered by the Lord. And so the Lord always knows where you're at. Your steps, how many righteous men and women we have in here? Yes, yes. And so our steps are ordered by the Lord. And so whatever situation we find ourselves in, he's there with us. We're not by ourselves. He's there with us because the Lord has ordered our steps. Amen.